News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There on the news. The winning ticket for Tuesday's 250 million euros Euro Millions draw was sold in Ireland, surpassing the previous largest amount won here on a national lottery game by 75 million. There was one winner of the jackpot, which has been rolling over since the maximum cap of 250 million on June 6. It is the 18th time a Euro Million jackpot winning ticket has been sold in this country, and the National Lottery Chief Executive Cian Murphy has advised Irish Euro Million players to check their tickets very carefully. Imagine if you won and didn't know you won or didn't collect your winnings, to see if they have won and if they are the winner, to keep that ticket safe and contact the National Lottery HQ. The details surrounding the winning ticket will be revealed over the coming days, he said. With such a big win, we have procedures to follow, but we will reveal the winning location as soon as we can. It got us thinking this morning, Shane, because it's always nice to dream. What would you do? Or do you know what you would do?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's the fun side of it. And I mean, maybe we get to the serious side of it as well, because I do think it changes your life in brilliant ways, but in ways also that maybe not so brilliant. But what would I do? Ah, look, I mean, I think...
Would you buy a slide?
No, I would not buy a slide.
That confuses me every time I see an ad.
Enough ads about slides and
lotteries. Has anyone ever bought a slide, even once, with a Euro or a national lottery win? I would say no.
I would never work again.
Really?
I would give up work straight away. Yeah, absolutely.
So if you weren't here this morning, we would know it was you.
Yes, exactly. So you can rest assured it's not me. I mean, I'd like to think you could help people. You could do some good. Like, for example, I'd help Bulls win the league. I would invest some money, that kind of stuff. Life would be a permanent holiday. They do say that all the research shows that within a couple of years, you go back to your equilibrium.
1 year, in fact.
Is it one year?
If you win the lottery or if you become paralysed, in 1 year's time, you'll feel the same as you do today. So you'll go through a whole roller coaster of emotions, good and bad, and then you'll feel the same. So you're completely right. Our happiness index, as George Hook used to call it, is set at a certain sort of point on a dial, and that's where we stay.
I did notice a helicopter landing on the roof this morning. That wasn't you, was it?
It could be me. No, it wasn't me. I think for me the big question is, obviously I'd love it, right? I don't know that I wouldn't. Maybe I wouldn't work in this job because the early start, I might avoid that. But I think I would still work in some shape or form. I think I would, because I just think that's who I am. I think for me isn't the question of whether or not to give up work. I think the question for me would be whether or not I would tell anybody. Because I think you're right about, you know, we say there's good, it changes your life in amazing ways, but also otherwise, it changes your relationships with everybody your life.
Are you expected to pick up the tab and when they go for dinner with your pals?
People, like friends and family, loads of money, which maybe you are, but then how much if you give them a million, is that too much? Is that too little? Are they now insulted?
And if you do give them money, are you throwing your money around? Are you being Billy Big?
Also, if everyone knows you have 250 million, is people breaking into your house every 5 minutes?
I
won nothing.
By the way, though, like, how do you hide winning 250 million? Is it a bit like Goodfellas? When De Niro tells them all that, don't spend it, don't show any, and they all turn up in mink coats and brand new cars and all that kind of stuff. Like, how do you hide?
I really wish you'd walked in here this morning in a mink coat. It would have been so much fun. I don't know, but there's lots of questions. Let us know this morning. First of all, like, what would you do? And would it just be amazing? Would it be solve every problem you ever had? I think it might cause a few problems too. But equally, would you give up work? Would you tell anybody? How do you actually navigate this life-changing amount of money that somebody has won, 250 million on the Euro Millions?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.